This first presentation this morning is a panel from the Fastest Growing Cities: Challenges with the Pace of Development, Entitlements, Utilities, Planning, and More. This panel of city leaders shares their experience addressing the challenges of growth and working to capitalize and opportunities for their communities. David Morgan is going to be our moderator today. David has served as city manager for the city of Georgetown since his appointment in May 2015. Prior to Georgetown, David worked for the city of Richardson, where he served for 17 years in many positions, including the deputy city manager, chief operating officer, for about 3 years. In addition, we have James.
Oh, go ahead. I thought you were going to keep going.
Nope, I am cutting this. This is like 7 pages long. I'm cutting
good.
It short.
Yep.
You have a lot of experience, he has a lot of other experience. There, I just read the rest of the resume.
Thank you.
Also on the panel, James Earp. James became city manager of Hutto in August 22. James now leads the Hippo Nation, nickname of the Hutto community fondly given to the historic, fast-growing Williamson County of over 40,000 residents. Prior to taking the Hutto reign, James was assistant city manager for 16 years in the city of Kyle, serving as the city's first ACM and longest tenured professional administrator. And next to James is Ginger Fought.
Nope. Aaron Reed.
Yeah, I know. Nobody said a thing out here. They're like, oh, that's Ginger? That's a weird name for a dude. Okay, that's fine.
Hey, not in today's world, bro.
We had a last minute change for Ginger. This is Aaron Reed. He is the Public Works Director for the City of Dripping Springs. Aaron has worked at the City of Dripping Springs as Public Works Director and Public Works Coordinator since 2018. And it looks like he's been doing this for a long time, also on his resume. So, with all of that said, if you have a question, I would really appreciate it if you go to the microphones in the center of the room to ask the questions. We have many people on Zoom on this conference, and so make sure that you speak clearly and enunciate when you go to the microphone so those folks at the back that are on Zoom can also hear your questions. And if you need anything else, coffee, something, let me know. I'll be sitting right up here in the front.
Okay, thank you for having us this morning. And growth is something that our community deals with on a nonstop basis. There's not one place I go in our community or in speaking to any group where growth is not something we talk about. But I tell you what, and we've got a huge Georgetown contingent here up in the front. Yep, that's right. Seth would not let me borrow his bow tie. But it's amazing. So it's to me, I think we've solved it. We've figured out how to deal with growth. It's just you say yes to everything. So, and you know, I mean, like 20 years from now, someone's going to work on it. And I learned everything that I ever needed to know about growth from Pete Smith. So if you know Pete Smith, you know that that's Joe Graffita just looked up. All right, good. All right, now that I've got everyone's attention, I will actually say it's a complete opposite. In terms of how I feel about it, I actually, what keeps me up at night is thinking about the decisions that are being made today in Georgetown and wondering 20, 30, 50 years from now whether people are going to be looking back and really upset about decisions that were made or thankful for laying a strong foundation for a community, for future residents to enjoy. I know that we've had, and we probably have folks that represent developers or are developers in this room, and we have had developers speak, and I think having a strong relationship with our development communities is critically important, but I also think it's critically important for us to understand that 50 years from now, that development community will not be developing in the community in which you are in. So it is really important for us to be thinking about future residents today, future residents, future leaders that are working. And that's hard to do in a very fast-growing environment because things are coming at you so quickly. For us, and we're going to divide this presentation or talk with you all in kind of three different sections. We're going to go through it efficiently to make sure there's time for questions. But I'm going to talk about kind of planning and how we set the stage for growth. And then Aaron's going to talk about infrastructure and just dealing with the practical nature of sometimes your growth outpaces your infrastructure and how to deal with that. And then James is going to wrap up talking about entitlements and working through those processes and kind of best practices there. So this is a slide we use in a lot of our presentations with our within our community, because I think we start with how are you managing growth, and we start with we never stop planning.